Our community connection this morning brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move, by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors, coming up in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Spending a little time this morning on AM 1400 K1 talking with the guest artist for the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra concert tomorrow night, and that's Lindsay Deutsch. And Lindsay, you come up last in the first half and playing music that, let's say, everybody in the audience is going to think they know this because it's a Beatles fantasy, but this is an arrangement that is a world premiere. Thank you so much for coming to Bartlesville and providing what I hope will be a wonderful performance tomorrow night. What's coming up in the Beatles?
Thank you so much. So yes, we're playing a few different things. We're doing some Beatles and we're doing some Gershwin. The Beatles, I have to say, I'm so excited to hear this piece. I mean, that's kind of a crazy statement to say because the concert is tomorrow, but I have not had the opportunity to hear this piece with orchestra yet. This is a world premiere, and I hired a composer from Canada to make a Beatles fantasy. So you're going to hear all of the tunes that you know and love, like A Hard Day's Night, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and I Love Her, In My Life, Yesterday, All You Need Is Love. We have all of these tunes, and we pass it back and forth, me on the violin, and the orchestra has their moments to shine with melodies as well. And it was really wonderfully written. And then the cadenza, I think, is the only place where the audience will really have to put on their thinking cap, and the melody is kind of hidden in the texture of the piece on that one. So it's going to be a lot of fun. The audience will know every single tune, and I just cannot wait to hear it myself.
Well, of course, we think of the Beatles, first of all, as, you know, guitar, bass, and drums, but Paul McCartney particularly, but John Lennon as well, worked almost every orchestra. As a matter of fact, they worked the entire orchestra in several times. String quartet frequently on Eleanor Rigby and some of the other songs that are there. So the violin certainly not a stranger to the Fab Four.
Oh, for sure. And we always say, you know, growing up as a classical artist, we're always trying to emulate the human voice. That's the most beautiful sound and the most natural sound. And so as an artist, every day I'm trying to emulate the voice in the way that I phrase. And so to be able to listen to the Beatles and try my best to emulate their phrasing and the way that they so beautifully sing and the way that they have the natural breath, that's really the way that we strive to play.
Well, it makes sense.
I'm
interrupting. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was finished with my thoughts.
Oh, well, it takes me back to a college voice teacher that I had, and I'm not going to go into my transition from a music education major to radio, but as a vocal music major, my voice instructor would always say, you know, diction and getting the words out is so important, otherwise we might as well just give the part to a trumpet. So it's back and forth on voice versus instrument all the way, I think.
Oh, definitely. It's so funny you mentioned that. I poll people because I'm interested in how people listen. Myself, when I hear a song on the radio, I find myself singing along and humming the tune and even harmonizing, but I don't pick out the words. It's not something that I'm overly interested in. And if I really like the tune, maybe I'll go on my phone and Google the words to the song, because very often you can't hear what they're saying. You have no idea the syllables that are coming out. So that's the kind of listener I am. I'm a melody person. I love melody, and I guess that's why I'm a violinist as opposed to a singer. But for this, the audience will get to sing in their heads the words that,
exactly,
I've got.
Exactly. Sing the words right out there. And you know, I look at your bio. You have, you know, performed literally all over the country and all over the world, from, you know, Buenos Aires to Gee Whiz. I don't know. You've done some TV show things. But I want to talk for a moment about a TV show name that really has nothing whatsoever to do with what we're talking about, other than for science fiction.
The Violin World. Had this piece written, and you're right, it's by Alexander Courage, who did the Star Trek theme, and I was so shocked to learn that fact, because it is so well written for the violin. I don't know how he did it. There are a lot of composers, they're great writers for melody, but they have no concept of how to write for the violin. He obviously has a great understanding of how it works. But as an artist, that's what I look for. Can this composer not only come up with beautiful melody, does he know how to write so that it feels comfortable to play and so that it projects well?
I don't know Courage as far as his what instrument he played. I do know he was an arranger for a lot of things. He was orchestrator for movies. He was one of the last names you'd see in the credits as you're at least most of the audience anyway is walking out of the movie theater. But you know, frequently a composer will outline it, the melody line and the basic harmonic structure. But frequently will hand something off for film or television to an arranger, somebody like Courage, to kind of fill in all the details. So he's done a lot of work.
Oh yeah, he's amazing, and I've kind of pored over the score looking for any hidden Star Trek melody notes. I couldn't find it.
Well, that's okay. We'll find just find it in our hearts somewhere along the line. Coming in as you do as a guest artist with the Bartlesville Symphony, I mean, you obviously have done your preparation work, and so has the symphony, but it's that last-minute marriage between the two that makes it work so well. And to me, I'm always talking about the beauty of a live performance, whether it's live theater, live music, whatever it might be. Again, taking the theatrical reference of you know, the phoenix rising from its ashes, and the performance being created live, especially in that moment. It's going to be fun tomorrow night.
It really is, and I'm so glad that you brought that aspect up, because I've put in hundreds of hours, the orchestra has put in their time, and yet today's the first day we put it together, the day before the show. So it really is live, and it really will come to life tonight and tomorrow.
And it's Alexander Courage kind of completing that British across the ocean thing, because he lived most of his life in Britain. But music by Gershwin, certainly among the most American of idioms out there, with his jazz and blues roots. So kind of a back and forth across the ocean thing. I know that's something that Lauren is trying to create with this particular performance. How do you work this in with the orchestra when you get together later today to literally marry what you've been doing with what's going to be performed tonight, or tomorrow night rather?
Yes, well, the most important thing is that we both parts need to know exactly what they're doing. So I've pored over the score, and I've of course spent a lot of time with my piece, but I think you're 12 and 32, I'm going to be taking extra time, please follow me, so I can have a couple of those. But for the most part, it's really important that I make my music in a way that super easy to follow, in a way that really doesn't take time, because time is of the essence. Every moment is so expensive to rehearse that if I don't come in and if I'm not easy to follow, most likely that conductor won't want me back and they won't hire me again, because there's just not time to have musical ideas that take a lot of rehearsal. So to find the color within my own part and to find ways to express myself in a way that's super, super easy to follow, and that really doesn't take away from the timing of the piece. That's my job. So I found my two special spots that I will tell him I need this time. And besides those moments, it really should just, we should be able to play it and get right through it.
Yes.
On the first try.
Know what you mean. It's that training that I got early on as a piano student back in first, second, or third grade. You know, play it the way the composer wrote it, not the way you think it's supposed to be played. Anyway, thanks. Thank you so much for spending a couple of moments with me. I look forward, and I know you'll have a great time playing with our orchestra. Lauren and the musicians are wonderful people, and you will all make wonderful music together. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I can't wait.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Spending a little time this morning with our guest artist for tomorrow night's Atlantic Crossover Concert, Lindsay Deutsch, violinist. By the way, tickets are still available. We'll take a break and continue on AM 1400 coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And continuing a community connection this morning with Bartlesville Symphony board member Pam Crawford. And Pam, first of all, tickets are still available for tomorrow night, but you and I have another topic we need to talk about, right?
That's correct. Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit about our education outreach.
And, of course, that's something that has been a historic thing for the Symphony, but I think over the past, I don't know, several years, Lauren and the board have really doubled down on that part of what you do.
It is something we've really made more of an emphasis. This is my sixth year on the board, and while it was always there, you know, the first year I was on the board, we were working a strategic plan, and we really began to think about what do we want to do, how do we really want to promote music education. We're kind of in a unique spot. We have the ability to bring people like Lindsay in, and in fact, she's out in our schools today. That's one of the things she's doing. That's our artists in residence outreach that we do as part of our education program. But anyway, we really decided we needed to do things, you know, making music. I love what she was talking about, having to play, and even you being precise. I'm sure I've taken some liberties on the piano as I've played it over the years. But what was interesting to me is when I got to college was how many of us that were studying math also did music.
Well, and music grew out of it was originally a branch of mathematics. So
it is. Yeah. Well, because it's very rules-based and logic-based and helps with thinking and stuff like that. And so to get kids to be interested in being in a choir or playing with an orchestra or a band, any of the things where they perform, we thought we've got to start helping them see it at an earlier age. So we created the fifth grade concert 5 years ago. I think you were in our audience this year.
Yes, it was. Yeah, you had a full house. It was wonderful.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
It was 1,600 kids in there, and we've catered it to fit the fairy tale curriculum of the fifth grader. We had kids from Ark City, Kansas, Ponca City, as well as our own Bartlesville kids and stuff. So really, that was kind of that first piece of how do you get them interested enough that, well, maybe I'd like to sing or maybe I'd like to play an instrument. But then the thing that we want to do is help them understand there's opportunities with that. And so that's what we've got coming up right now. We're in the middle of our registration period for our young artist competition.
And the matter of fact, you got about, what, 2.5, 3 weeks to get to go?
Yeah, they're due in December 9th. So it's coming up real soon. We're very excited. We're expanding that program this year also. We have, in the past, had one winner, and it could have been vocal or instrumental. This year, the committee's decision was we will have two awards. We will. We know that the preparation with an instrumentalist versus a vocalist, how they perform it, what they do, how they would work with the symphony, is distinctly different. And so we are going to hopefully have two winners on our stage in March. It's judges' discretion if we don't get the right caliber of kids. We don't have to necessarily make an award, but last year the competition was tough. We had some really great kids at the competition.
And it is two different things. It's a rough, you know, apples and oranges almost, comparing a cellist performance with that of a alto.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. So we're very excited to have that opportunity. We've been reaching out to the private teachers, the school teachers, the orchestra members themselves frequently have students that participate. So we're excited. The competition then is in January. We'll be using the facilities out at Oklahoma Wesleyan for the competition. Mm-hmm. And then they will perform with the symphony on March 25th, so our March concert.
You know what you ought to do? You're celebrating, what, 40 years?
So 60.
60 years. You know, you ought to just bring them all back.
You know, I think that's what we're going to do. We have been thinking about it. You're right on track with something we've been talking about in the committee. Where are they now and what are they doing? We know that many of them still do music. If you have read our monthly magazine, there's a great write-up on Travis Dunlap in there. And he won our competition twice, different instruments, and he won it twice. And so, and there's a lot of other ones out there. Where are they now kind of thing? People should be watching for that. Probably the March time frame of next year, we'll be starting to look for some of our previous winners.
That'll be fun. And I think it'll be probably more faces, more names that are familiar to people than we probably realize.
I think so, too. Yeah. We've had some very talented young people in this community, and the Symphony is really glad to partner. That's really the next thing that we keep talking about is how do we partner more in this community, because we know the value of music education. When we decided to do this, the board members were willing to have some of their donation money as board members help to fund some of this. And what we're really working now is to figure out where are there grants that can help with this, what corporations are interested in this. So we're very excited to start branching out. We've proved it makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Now we want to see how do we fund that. We're very excited. We got an Allied Arts and Humanities grant this year, and that's part of how we're funding having Lindsay in the schools today.
Well, speaking of Lindsay, she's going to spend the day in the schools, but then again that series of rehearsals later today,
right,
with the orchestra. Tomorrow it's all getting started, what, 6:30? Dinner.
Their sound bite starts at 6, and you probably That's already nice. Need to have a reservation for that one already. Then Lauren comes out around 6:30 and tells us a little bit about the concert. Frequently brings the artist, so mm-hmm. Lindsay may be with him.
I would expect her to be, although that's her choice.
Yeah, and then the concert's at 7:30.
Yeah, tickets are still available. If you don't already have tickets for tomorrow night, they will be available, I assume, at the door.
Oh,
but,
yes.
But better yet, go right now to your computer. Go to BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com and order your tickets online.
Oh, that'd be the way to do it, and they'd be ready for you, and you don't have to worry about it or stand in line tomorrow night.
There you go. Pam Crawford with us this morning on AM 1400. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm right.